Good morning, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹早。
Let's have a word of prayer.
让我们有一个祷告。
Father, truly, you are mighty to save.
是的，主啊， 你是那真实的, 有能力的救赎主。
And we thank you that we are those who rejoice in thy salvation.
主，我们也真是感谢你， 我们真的是在你的救赎里面感到欢心。
We recognize that we are here because you have had mercy upon us.
我们知道今天我们能够在这里， 都是因为你的人, 你的怜悯。
That you have loved us and you have not let us go.
你的爱让我们, 不让我们离开。
As unworthy as we are, Lord, we rejoice in the precious value of the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ.
是的，主，我们在你宝血的爱的里面， 我们在这里。
Our confidence as we gather together unto you is that the blood of Jesus cleanses from all sin.
是的，我们大有信心的在主你宝血里面被你来洁净， 能够在一起。
And that we may have fellowship together in the light because of the value of the precious blood.
因着你的宝血, 我们能够有, 能够彼此来交通。
We are here in the name of the Lord Jesus.
我们在这里是因着你的名。
And Lord, we know your promise that where two or three gather in your name, your presence is sure.
我们也真知道你的应许就是当两三人奉你的名在一起的时候，聚集在一起的时候， 你就在我们的中间。
And so we thank you for this privilege that you've given to us, this time and this place where we can be together with you.
主，我们感谢你给我们这个特权，能够奉你的名在一起。
Lord, we open your word and we confess that we don't understand.
主，当我们打开你的话语的时候，我们向你来承认，我们真是不明白。
That you alone, Lord Jesus, are the living word.
但是唯有你，主耶稣基督，你是那活的话语。
And we want to depend fully upon you.
我们要完全的仰赖你。
And upon the anointing of the Holy Spirit.
完全的靠着圣灵的膏抹。
For reading your word, for speaking, for translating, for hearing.
为了说的、翻译的以及听的。
Lord, our prayer is that your word would find a place in our hearts.
主，我们的祷告就是求你的话语在我们的心中有一个地方。
And that we might see the Lord Jesus and know the Lord Jesus so that we may follow him.
让我们能够看见主耶稣你自己，能够认识主耶稣你自己，而且能够跟随主耶稣你自己。
And so we thank you for your provision for our time today.
所以主，我们感谢你今天与我们同在。
Pray in Jesus' precious name.
我们这样子祷告，靠奉靠主耶稣基督的名。 Amen.
I'd like to read a few verses of scripture.
让我们打开我们的圣经，来一起攻读神的话语。
From the book of Romans, chapter 4.
罗马书第四章。
From verse 16.
罗马书第四章16节。
Romans 4:16.
罗马书第四章16节。
Therefore it is of faith, so that it might be according to grace, so that the promise might be sure to all the seed, not only to those who are of the law, but also to those who are of the faith of Abraham, who is the father of us all.
罗马书4章16节，所以人得为后嗣是本乎信，因此就属乎恩，叫应许定然归给一切后裔，不但归给那属乎律法的，也归给那效法亚伯拉罕之信的。
As it is written, I have made you a father of many nations in the presence of him whom he believed, God who gives life to the dead and calls those things which do not exist as though they did.
17节，亚伯拉罕所信的是那叫使人复活、使无变有的神，他在主面前做我们世人的父，如经上所记，我已经立你做多国的父。
Who, contrary to hope, in hope believed, so that he became the father of many nations, according to what was spoken, so shall your descendants be.
他在无可指望的时候，因信仍有指望，就得以做多国的父，正如先前所说，你的后裔将要如此。
And not being weak in faith, he did not consider his own body already dead, since he was about 100 years old, and the deadness of Sarah's womb.
他将近百岁的时候，虽然想到自己的身体如同已死，撒拉的生育已经断绝，他的信心还是不软弱。
He did not waver at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strengthened in faith, giving glory to God.
并且仰望神的应许，总没有因不信心心里起疑惑，反倒因信心里得坚固，将荣耀归给神。
And being fully convinced that what he had promised, he was also able to perform, and therefore it was accounted to him for righteousness.
且满心相信神所应许的必能做成，所以这就算为他的义。
Now it was written, not written for his sake alone, but that it was imputed to him, but also for us. It shall be imputed to us who believe in him who raised up Jesus our Lord from the dead.
算为他的义这句话 不是单为他写的，也是为我们将来得算为义的之人写的，就是我们这信神使我们的主耶稣从死里复活的人。
Who was delivered up because of our offenses and was raised because of our justification.
耶稣被交给人是为我们的过犯，复活是为叫我们称义。
I'd just also like to read from 1 Peter chapter 1.
请我们打开彼得前书第一章。
Verse 6.
第六节。
Speaking of the salvation ready to be revealed at the last time. In this you greatly rejoice, though now for a little while, if need be, you have been grieved by various trials.
在这里讲到救赎之恩，彼得前书第一章第六节，因此你们是大有喜乐，但如今在百般的试炼中暂时忧愁。
That the genuineness of your faith, being much more precious than gold that perishes, though tested by fire.May be found to praise, honor, and glory at the revelation of Jesus Christ.
叫你们的信心既被试验，就比那被火试验仍能坏的金子更显宝贵，可以在耶稣基督显现的时候得着称赞、荣耀、尊贵。
Whom having not seen, you love, though now you do not see him, yet believing, you rejoice with joy unspeakable.And full of glory.
你们虽然没有见过他，却是爱他。如今虽不得看见，却因信他就有说不出来、满有荣光的大喜乐。
Receiving the end of your faith, the salvation of your souls.
并且得着你们信心的果效，就是灵魂的救恩。
Amen.
Amen.
Now, dear brothers and sisters, I want to be very honest with you.
弟兄姐妹们，我要在这里向你们说诚实话。
I was asked for a title for the message, and we have the title.
我被要求要对这个信息有一个题目，我们在这里有一个题目。
But I feel like I have to tell you something of the background.
但我感受到我应该要告诉你们一些背景。
I can't share something just simply because it's a topic in the Bible.
我不能够来跟你们分享一些事情，只不过是因为这个是圣经上的一个题目。
I feel burdened to share about faith being tested in difficult times.
我有这个负担要来分享我们的信心，尤其是在困难的时候被测验的信心。
Because I find myself in difficult times.
因为我发现我自己在一个困难的时候。
And find my faith being tested.
发现我的信心被试炼。
And the believers that I know, I see them in the same kind of situation.
我认识很多信主的人也在相同的情况之下。
Not just because there are tremendous things going on in the world.
不只是因为他们在世上有许多的事情发生。
Obviously, in times of rapid change,
尤其是因为时间不断的很快速的在变化中。
There's uncertainty about the future. What's going to happen next?
尤其是对未来的不确定性，
再来要发生什么事情呢？
And many things we take for granted, we begin to question.
我们许多领受来的，我们开始有怀疑。
And especially as the Lord's people, we might find others asking us for some answers.
尤其是主的儿女们开始会开始问一些问题，需要答案。
And we understand something of our calling to be those who would represent hope in a world that loses hope.
我们知道，在我们被呼召的时候，我们都有一些死亡，但是我们正在失去那指望中。
And the people of faith who continue in faith when they're surrounded by all kinds of things that would shake that faith.
在我们有信心的人，能够持续在这个信心中，虽然在我们的环境里面有很多事情来摇动我们的信心。
But even beyond world events, it can just happen in everyday life.
但是在这个世界上面，我们有许多事情可以每天都在发生。
I was at the funeral of a dear sister in the Lord yesterday.
昨天我在一个亲爱的姐妹的一个葬礼里面。
And we'd been praying for some time for her recovery from having knee replacement surgery.
我们为了她膝盖手术的复原，我们祷告了相当一段的时间。
And of course, if you know anything about this type of surgery, usually it's presented as a procedure that's a fairly routine.
我们也知道这一类的手术在告知我们的时候，好像就是很平常的一般的手术。
And physicians often speak in terms of the likelihood of certain things happen and certain time of recovery that can be expected.
在手术之前，医生都会告诉我们，有关于一些可能会发生的事情，以及一些后遗症。
And of course, this is based on good experience.
当然这一些是根据的好的经验。
But every physician will tell you there's always exceptional cases.
但是所有的医生都会告诉你，也有例外的时候。
And our dear sister had been.In the hospital and in rehab and moved about from one place to the other for almost exactly 1 year's time.
但是我们的姐妹去进到医院里面做这手术，又从这个医院换到另外一个医院，总共的时间大概有一年的时候。
And she seemed to gain some strength from time to time, suddenly she would take a turn for the worse.
她一开始的时候好像有越来越好的趋势，但是后来好像突然变得很坏。
And it was a real testimony to the Lord Jesus that everyone who spoke to her comment on how quiet and restful her spirit was the whole time.
但是每一个去探访她、去安慰她的人都可以做见证，在这段时间里面，她心灵的那种安静，在主里面的安息。
Even though she couldn't walk about, and obviously she was spending her days and nights in a place that was not familiar to her.
虽然他每天他不能，因为他不能行动，所以他在每天所生活的地方是他不熟悉的地方。
Her own home is a place she'd lived for 40 or 50 years, and she had her dog staying with the neighbors, expecting that she would come home very soon.
他所住的地方，他已经住了四五十年，他的狗在他邻居那边每天的等待着他能够回来。
But obviously, as time went on, this was not at all what was expected.
但是我们知道，随着时间的过去，这不是他所预期的。
And brothers and sisters would pray daily from week to week in our prayer gatherings for her healing, for her recovery.
弟兄姐妹们每天、每周的为他的康复来祷告。
So it was very much of a surprise when extreme measures had to be taken. Her leg had to be removed because of infection, and very rapidly she was near the end.
但是很不幸的，一些并发生，他的腿必须要被移除，然后整个状况就越来越糟糕。
And a dear sister who went to visit her a couple of days ago remarked that she looked so very different than she ever remembered her.
我们有另外一个姐妹去探访她，就在几天前去探访她的时候，感受到她非常的不一样，跟以前的她完全不同。
She looked so very weak.
她看起来如此的软弱。
But she asked her, "Are you afraid?"
但是这一个去探访的姐妹问她说：“你害怕吗？”
And she was very definite. No, I'm not afraid.
但是这位受伤的姐妹却告诉她，非常坚定地告诉她说：“不，我不害怕。”
Her faith was resting in the Lord Jesus.
因为这位姐妹的她的信心是在主里里面。
But you know, when we were remembering her life yesterday,
但是我们仍然记得她的生活。
You know, you can't help but think, well, could things have been different?
但是我们不禁会来问说，事情是不是可以有不一样的结局？
Maybe if we'd prayed differently, there would have been a different outcome.
或许我们的祷告，我们从不一样的角度来祷告的时候，事情会不一样。
Now, of course, these kinds of questions are very natural.
当然我们知道，我们会提出这一些的问题是非常自然的。
We learn to accept our Lord's arrangement, His time, His way.
我们在每一件事情里面学习来接受主的安排、主的时候表、主的方法。
A couple of months ago, I went to visit my best friend on the earth.
几个月前我去拜访我的一个最好的朋友。
And I received an email a couple of weeks before that he had inoperable cancer.
几个礼拜前我接到一个电邮。说他得到一个治不好的癌症
，and wasn't expected to live very long.
他不预期他能够再活多久了。
And you know this kind of a situation happens to all of us regularly.
这一类的事情在我们每天的生活里面好像经常的发生。
And when you hear about it happening in other people's lives, you can put it in perspective in a way.
当我们听到是别人的生活的时候，别人发生在别人身上的时候，我们或许会有一种期望。
But when you're touched very deeply and personally by things like this,
但如果我们被这一类的事情深深的触到我们自己的心灵深处的时候
，the things that you think that you know and are certain about, are shaken in definite ways.
当这些事情发生的时候，我们自己心灵深处，我们很坚定、任性的那一些事情，好像就开始动摇。
And our Lord is merciful to explain what's behind it.
但我们的神很有怜悯的告诉我们，这一切事情后面的事情。
It's necessary for us to be grieved by trying situations.
神告诉我们。我们忧伤是必须的，在这些试炼里面，在这些试探的时候
，temptations must come. The Lord Jesus said,
试探是必须要有的。主耶稣说
，and we see in Peter's words something of the heart of God behind it.
当我们看到彼得说，告诉我们神在他的在这一切事情的后面
，there is a faith.That you possess if you belong to the Lord Jesus.
这就在看我们的信心，我们是不是属乎神。
It is the gift of God. It's not something you work up in yourself.
这是从神那边得来的，不是我们凭我们自己的努力能够得着的。
It is all grace. It is His loving gift.
这些都是本乎恩，都是他爱的礼物。
But, dear brothers and sisters, it's necessary for the genuineness of that faith to be proven through difficult experiences.
但亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，我们这些信心都是必须要被试验。
It's necessary often for us to be forced into situations that require the exercise of faith.
弟兄姐妹，我们常常被必须要摆到一个处境里面来。操练我们的信心
，for us to discover a personal, definite reliance upon the Lord Jesus Christ.
让我们真的在这些试炼里面看到，我们真的是需要单单的信靠主。
In the face of situations perhaps that were completely unexpected by us,
这一些处境里面可能完全不是超乎我们的想象。
And you know.Peter reminds us that the genuineness of the faith will come out in times like that.
但彼得告诉我们，在那一些时候，我们这种纯净的信心就会出现。
And you can always tell a saved soul
在那些时候，我们就真能够看到那些得救的灵魂。
A saved soul is a soul that's in love with Jesus.
那一些得救信心是在主的爱里面，爱着主。
Even though you haven't seen Jesus.
虽然我们没有看见过主。
A saved soul is a rejoicing soul.
得救灵魂是一个喜乐的灵魂。
A saved soul is a soul that is full of glory.
一个得救灵魂是充满着荣耀的灵魂。
You can tell a saved soul because there's glory on that one's face.
我们可以认出那个得救灵魂，因为我们可以从他的脸上看到。
The countenance is hopeful, even though there might not be much reason in the circumstances to be hopeful.
在外面上，我们或许很多时候我们看不是我们所预期的。
I used to be very offended by that.
我以前对那种话语，我是觉得很。
Why are these people so happy?
为什么那些人都这么快乐
？It's because they don't really face reality the way it is.
我认为那些人那么快乐，是因为他们不能够去面对，没有预见那些的问题。
They live in a fantasy world where they're not touched by the things that touch others.
他们是活在一种幻想的世界里面，他们并没有处在一个我像一般人处在的环境里面。
But dear brother and sister, those kinds of questions that I had when I was in my teens and twenties, over the last 30 years, I've seen example after example of the opposite.
但弟兄姐妹们，那一类当我在十几二十岁有的那一类的问题，在后来的二三十年里面，在我周遭的见证人里面，越来越告诉我不是这样子的。
I visited my friend, in Arizona.
我到亚利桑那州去拜访我的朋友。
He was the best man at my wedding.
他是我结婚的时候的伴郎。
About the same age.
差不多年龄。
And of course, the whole time on the plane flying over there, I was wondering, well, what am I going to say?
当然在飞往亚利桑那州的途中，我一直在想，我要说什么。
You know, sometimes when we face someone who's in such a desperate situation, we're very uncomfortable. I mean, what can words do?
我们通常都会知道，当我们要去拜访一个在一个很不好情况的人里面，我们都会害怕说，我们到底要跟他说什么呢？我们能够为他做什么呢
？And finally, when I got there, I just cried when I saw him.
最后，当我到达那里，我看到他的时候，我就只是哭。
And I cried, and I said I don't have anything to say.
我在那边哭，然后告诉他说，我实在没有什么话可以说。
But what touched me the most was the joy that I saw on his face.
但最让我感动的是，我看到他脸上的那一种喜乐。
And we sat and we had fellowship together for hours, and not once did we mention the word cancer.
我们一同坐在一起，我们一同交通，我们谈论了好几个钟头，但是我们没有提到癌症这个字眼。
It was the evidence of a faith that was being tried in the fire.
这就是火炼信心的一个见证。
And is something very beautiful to behold.
这是一种非常美的事。
Is the evidence of eternal life.
这是永生的证据。
A life that death cannot touch.
这是一个生命是死亡所不能够碰触的。
And I was marveling when I contacted my wife back home at just the refreshment of fellowship in the presence of the Lord.
哦，当我回程联络我太太的时候，我那种喜乐的那种不可言述的，当我回家跟我太太讲，就是只在那边被更新。
And so these lessons, these are just ways in which this word touches my own life.
那这就是那些话语来感动我。
And I don't know many of you personally, but I know that if you're the Lord's, you're in situations that affect you deeply and personally.
我虽然不是很认识你们，但是我们知道，在主的话里面，有很多时候来深深的感动到我们。
If I would say only one thing, would be to encourage you that it's the love and mercy of God behind those circumstances.
但如果说我只能说一句话，就是我们要知道主的爱和主的怜悯在一切试炼的环境的后面。
And that faith that you might think is very weak.
当我们在这种环境的时候，我们觉得我们信心是很软弱的时候
，is very precious in the sight of the Lord.
但是在主的面，在主的眼光里面却是非常宝贵的。
And He has designed every step of your life situation.To bring that beauty out.
而主在我们人生的每一个步骤里面都有一个设计，有个计划，要将那个美的信心给呈现出来。
That's your testimony to those around you.
而这些就是我们对我们周遭的人所能够表现的见证。
That's your ministry to your brothers and sisters.
那这就是我们对我们弟兄姐妹的服事。
And that is the way that you and I are called to give glory.To the Lord Jesus.
这就是我们所谓的将荣耀归于神。
Now this precious chapter in the letter of Romans.
在我们看到这宝贝的罗马书。
You start to study faith in the Bible, and you'd be very surprised.
如果我们开始来研读信心在在圣经里面的教导的时候，我们会感到很吃惊。
You'll find the word faith is mentioned only twice in the Old Testament.
我们会发现信心这个字在旧约里面只出现过两次。
But examples, living examples of faith are present there from Genesis to Malachi.
但是我们看到在信心里面生活的在旧约里面从创世纪到马拉基书到处都是。
Twice mentioned in Deuteronomy and also in Habakkuk the prophet.
在许多旧约在生命记里面出现过两次在其他的地方也出现过
Mentioned 12 times in the Gospel of Matthew
在马太福音提到了12次
40 times in the letter to the Romans
在罗马书提到40次
24 times in Hebrews chapter 11 alone
在Hebrews
chapter 11
在希伯来书第十一章里面就提到好几次
But there's a real danger when you start to read about it You would think, well, faith is an idea, it's a concept
但是我们在读这些书的时候我们要很小心我们会认为小信是一个概念
And we need a lot of teachings about faith
我们对信心需要很多的教导
So that our faith can be increased
所以我们的信心能够被加增。
But you know the disciples went to the Lord Jesus with that kind of a heart.
但是我们也看到门徒们到主人面前也存着那一种的心。
They were sensing, well, this is a very difficult way that you've called us to walk.
门徒们到主人面前说你把这个情况对我们来讲是很难去做的
And we want to have unquestioning confidence in you But every time we sort of get in a boat and cross the sea And the weather changes, we start to get nervous
我们希望在你的里面我们能够有不动摇的信心可是我们一上船那个船一摇摆我们就开始紧张了
And you know, well, it's one thing for the Lord Jesus to sleep in the middle of a storm
我们也知道有一个是主耶稣在船的后面睡觉
Well, because he can walk on the water And you know, storm's not a problem when you can walk on the water
你知道暴风雨不算什么如果你能够在海面上行走的话
But you know, the rest of the disciples, they were very worried
但是我们也知道其他的门徒们在船上是非常担心的
And you know what they said to the Lord
你也知道我们也知道他们跟主耶稣讲了什么
Don't you care that we're perishing here in the middle of this storm
他们说主啊你难道不在乎我们快要灭亡了吗在这个暴风雨的时候
How can you be so peaceful and resting when we're in such desperate situation
在我们这么糟糕的情况之下主啊你怎么能够那么安息的在那里边呢
Don't you care
你不关心我们吗
You know and that's reallyBy design, brothers and sisters.
但是弟兄姐妹，我们知道那些都是设计出来的。
It took that storm to bring out what was really in their heart.
神真的借着那个暴风雨显出我们内心真的是什么。
And I admit I find myself there quite often.
我也承认我自己在那种情况下也常常有。
I believe the Lord Jesus is able to save.
我相信主耶稣可以救我们。
But sometimes it doesn't seem like He wants to.
但是好像有些时候。他不想要
It seems like, well, maybe he might delay in taking some action that I thought he would take.
看起来他好像有一点点延迟。当我想说他会做一些行动的时候
，It may be that prayers that were prayed in faith and in the agreement of the saints.
或许在那个时候我们的祷告不够，或是
I don't seem to be answered right away.
我好像没有马上看到答案。
And during this time of waiting, that's when all of the questions come.
在这种摇摆的情况之下，所有的问题开始出现。
And you start to wonder, well, did I pray the right way?
我们就开始怀疑，我是不是用一个正确的方法在祷告。
And maybe it's because I'm very bad.
或许是因为我很坏。
And the Lord doesn't want to listen to me.
所以主不听我的。
You see, it's all those kinds of preoccupations that come in, and the enemy can use that to drain away our confidence in the Lord.
你看，这就是因为我们在心里面已经先存在一些观念，所以我们的敌人就可以用到这一些，将我们从信心里面拉走。
But you know how the Lord Jesus responded in those situations.
但我们也知道主耶稣如何来回应这些状况。
First of all, he rebuked the wind.
一开始主斥责那风。
And that's usually enough for us. If our circumstances turn from difficult to smooth and pleasant, then we say, thank you, Lord, for answering my prayer.
通常对我们来讲，那好像就足够了。如果说我们从一个很不好的情况下变成一个好的情况下，我们就会说，主，我们谢谢你。
But now, if the Lord Jesus just went back to sleep after that, we'd miss the whole point of the storm.
但如果我们看到主耶稣就这样回去睡觉了，我们或许就看不到整个
形象。He never lets us get away with that.
他从来不让我们从那个地方就这样过去。
You remember, he rebuked their unbelief.
我们也记得主斥责他们的不信。
Where is your faith?
你的信心在哪里呢？
Why did you doubt?
为什么你们怀疑？
In other words, oh ye of little faith, you know this is a refrain in the Gospels.
你也知道主说你们这些小信的人啊。
It's not that you don't have any faith, it's that the faith that you have is not being exercised.
那这边讲的不是说你们没有那个信心，而是这个信心没有被操练。
And so when they ask for more faith, he said, well, you don't need more. All you need is faith the size of a grain of mustard seed. Do you have that much?
所以当门徒们要求主加增我们信心的时候，主说你们不需要加增，只要你们有一点像芝麻那么小的信心。
Yeah, mustard seed so small that if you carried it in your pocket, you probably never see it again.
或许小到一个程度，当我们放到口袋里面就不见了，就再也看不到了。
The point is, you've got it. You just need to use it.
这重点是在于说，我们有，只是我们要去用。
But that is always the challenge in the middle of the storm.
但是这在暴风雨的在暴风雨的时候，就是一个挑战。
I can't picture myself just laying down and going to sleep.
我真的没有办法想象我就能够这样子去睡觉。
I might just toss and turn and grit my teeth until the storm passed.
我或许在那边会跳来跳去，会很害怕，一直到暴风雨结束。
But you know, dear brothers and sisters, all of this is part of the school of faith. It's part of the exercise of faith.
当弟兄姐妹，我们知道这只是我们信心学校信心操练的一部分。
And everywhere you turn in the New Testament, you're going to be reminded that this is the foundation of Christian living.
但弟兄姐妹，当我们看到新约的每一个地方的时候，我们就会看到这是我们基督徒生活的一个根本。
But there's a way that faith works.
但是信心的工作有一个方法。
And faith has to work, or it's just sort of an ornament that is hanging on the wall.
信心是需要用出来，而不是只是挂在门上。
That was the Apostle James, that was his warning.
这也就是雅各告诉我们的警告。
Faith is not just a set of things that you say, I believe this.
信心不是只是一些一堆东西说我相信。
Oh, you believe that there's only one God, well, good for you.
好像说我相信只有一位神，对你或许很好。
Even the demons believe that and tremble.
即使魔鬼也相信，而且胆战恐惧。
It's not believing that certain things are true.
不是只是相信那些事情是真实的。
Faith is like the spirit in a living body.
信心就好像一个灵魂在一个活生生的肉体里面。
It's invisible.
看不见的。
Until some action is taken.
直到某一些行为产生。
And then, through the action taken, you can see faith's expression.
直到我们有一些行为出现的时候，我们就会看到那信心的表现。
You can't separate the spirit from the body without killing.
你不能将 灵魂跟身体分开来而不使那个人死亡。
That's why a work without faith is a dead work.
这就是为什么没有信心的行为是死的。
And a theoretical faith or intellectual faith without some practical living expression is a dead faith.
理论上的信心或是知识上的信心没有实际上的表现出来是死的信心。
But you know, dear brothers and sisters, there's a way in which we can understand how faith works so that we can recognize and cooperate when the Lord deals with us.
但弟兄姐妹，在这里有一个方法，我们可以如何来认识、来看到这个信心如何在工作。
I encourage you to read the letter to the Romans.
我们再来看一下罗马书。
You'll find phrases like the obedience of faith.
我们就会看到信心好像就是顺服。
The obedience of the gospel is believing in the gospel.
对。福音的顺服就是相信福音。
And believing in the gospel is very costly.
而信福音是要花代价的。
But living faith must go that way.
但是活的信心必须要走到那一条路上面去。
Obedience of the law is do this and you'll live.
遵守主的话语而这样做的话你就会活。
Obedience of faith is something very distinct.
顺服的信心是非常显明的。
You'll read about mutual faith.
我们可以读到一些天然的信心。
Paul says, I want to be with you, brothers and sisters, so that I can be encouraged by your faith, and you can be encouraged by my faith.
保罗说，弟兄姐妹，我希望跟你同住，所以你的信心可以来激励我，我的信心也可以激励你。
There's something about sharing this common faith that's encouraging.
这信心是可以来分享，来彼此激励。
And we are to exhort and encourage and remind one another of the Lord's word day by day, lest our hearts grow cold and hardened.
除非我们的心变冷了、变硬了，否则我们在日常生活里，我们可以来分享、来经历彼此经历。
And that was what was so dramatic when I saw my dear brother's face, and I saw the Lord in him.And heard the words that were words of faith. I was revived.
这就是为什么我是那么激动，我是整个人被复兴起来。当我看到我的弟兄，他的信心主活在他的里面的时候
，and the fear and the doubt and the darkness, it just evaporated because there is a mutuality of faith.
这成熟信心在他里面的时候，一切的恐惧害怕就这样子消失了。
Paul goes on, the just shall live by faith.
保罗告诉我们，一人因信而得活。
Faith is a way of life.
信心就是活的一个方法。
It's a life of dependence and cooperation with the living God.
就是完全的依靠以及跟神来合作的一个方法。
The contrast is the soul who is proud, this soul is lifted up.
相反的一个骄傲的心就是把自己提高。
This is an independent, self-sufficient person.
是一个独立的，是以为自我自足的一个人。
I can do it myself. I don't need God. I don't need anyone else.
我可以自己做，我不需要神，我不需要任何人。
Now the word of the Lord concerning such a one is that his soul is not right.
主在也告诉我们，他关心这一些人，因为他的灵魂是不对的。
You read on in Romans and you'll hear about steps of faith.
如果我们来看罗马书，我们看到信心的步骤。
Abraham was in the school of faith.
亚伯拉罕是在这个信心的里面。
And God's dealings with him.In a sense, represent God's dealings with all of us.
神如何来对付他，就好像来对付我们每一个人。
If you believe in the Lord Jesus, you are Abraham's descendant.
如果你有像亚伯拉罕的信心，你就是亚伯拉罕的后裔。
And God is dealing with you as He dealt with your father in the faith.
主来试验我们，就好像他来试验我们的父亲。
Abraham had to discover what faith is and how it works.
亚伯拉罕发现这信心是什么，而他如何来做工。
He had to take very definite steps of faith.
他要经过许多不同的步骤来发现。
And it's very precious in this chapter 4 because we're told exactly what those steps are.
而在罗马书第四章告诉我们这一些宝贝的步骤，很详细的告诉我们。
It happened in very particular circumstances with Abraham. In your life, in my life, it may be very different circumstances.
他在亚伯拉罕的生命里面，在一些很奇特的环境之下，就如同在我们生活里面，或许在不同的环境之下。
But the steps of faith you'll find are the same.
但是我们会发现，这信心的道路是相同的。
And these are things.Not things that you don't know, brothers and sisters.
而这些事情不是我们不知道的，弟兄姐妹们。
If you belong to the Lord Jesus, you do know these things.
如果你是属神的，你就知道这一些事情。
And you're learning them.
而我们在学习这些事情。
And we have also yet to learn.
而我们还有仍要学习的。
It's very beautiful the way faith is spoken of here.
在这里，我们看到信心很美的被呈现出来。
Verse 17, it always begins with God.
啊。第十七节开始于神。
God has to speak.
神必须要先说。
If God does not speak, there can't be faith.
如果神没有说，那就没有信心。
If God does not speak His word, all we have is our own thoughts.
如果神没有先开口说话，我们所有的就是我们自己的思想。
And you'll find that if all you have is your own thoughts, then what you have is doubts that multiply.
如果我们发现我们只有我们自己的思想的时候，我们就会发现我们有的就只是怀疑，而且不断的加深的怀疑。
You can imagine every kind of negative or impossible outcome for the situation you're in, and faith dissipates until it's virtually absent.
哦，当我们有这种怀疑的时候，我们就会看到我们对一切事物的看法都会变得很负面的。但是直到信心来的时候，这些事情就会慢慢的消失。
But faith comes from what is heard.
但是信心从我们听到什么来？
And what is heard comes from the word of God.
而听到什么是从神的话而来？
The speaking word of God.
是从神的话语而来。
Now you know the difference perhaps between a rhema word and a logos word. These are Greek words.
你们大概或许知道在话这个翻译里面有两种不同的翻译。
Now logos generally refers to something that has been said. It has been said. It's been recorded, and you have it in the Bible in front of you.
有一种翻译，有一个翻译，所谓的 logos 是指已经说的在我们的翻译里面。
But now the rhema is a speaking word.
但另外一个翻译是 rhema， 它这个指的是正在说的话。
It's the Holy Spirit taking up the word of God and speaking it personally into your spirit.
是圣灵用着神的话语，将正在向我们的灵魂说话。
And begin to sense in the spirit that this word is what the Lord has to say about this situation that I'm in.
而感受到这些话语在我们的里面，是神对我们说，在这些环境里面对我们所说的话。
And what you'll find is that when a rhema word comes to your spirit, then the doubts begin to dissipate.
如果我们能够感受到这个所谓的 rhema 这个活的话语在我们的里面的时候，我们就会看到这个怀疑的心就开始消失。
And like it says of Abraham, against hope you begin to have hope.
而在我们看到这个罗马书里面告诉让我们看到亚伯拉罕在无可指望的时候，我们开始有希望。
Your difficult, stressful, trying situation may not have changed at all.
我们的一切的困难，一切的不顺利，或许没有改变。
But your attitude is different.
但我们的态度不一样。
On the inside, the change begins.
在我们的里面开始改变。
And you find that your spirit takes up what God has spoken and just simply says Amen.
我们就会发现我们的灵开始领受到神的话语，然后我们所反应就是 Amen.
Mary said, "Let it be."Unto me according to your word.
就像玛丽说，就让这些事情在我身上成就，让你的话语成就。
God spoke to her about things that sounded impossible and are indeed impossible for human beings.
当主的灵向玛丽说话，说的时候，这些事情好像是不可能会发生的，是绝对不可能的事情。
And her response simply was, "Let it be so. Let it be as you have said."
但是我们看到玛丽的反应就是说，让愿主你的话语成就在我的身上。
Now, of course, Nicodemus, how can these things be?
但我们看到尼哥底母的时候，他的反应是这些事情怎么可能会成就呢？
He tried to figure it out and couldn't figure it out, and so his faith dissipated.
他 尼哥底母想要去想出用人的方法去想，想到想说这个怎么可能呢？但是他越想的时候，他的信心就消失了。
But a living word from God, if your heart is prepared, produces faith.
但神活的话语在我们的里面的时候，产生了信心。
Paul was so fond of quoting this verse, Abraham believed God and it was reckoned to him as righteousness.
保罗在这里让我们看到亚伯拉罕因着信而被称为义。
Now if you'll read very carefully in Genesis 15 about the incident that he's referring to.
我们如果可以再回想到创世纪十五章有关于这一切事情的详细节。
Abraham didn't do anything initially.
亚伯拉罕一开始没有做任何的事情。
The Lord just got hold of him and said, "Look up into the sky."
神只是把他带到外面说。抬头看天上
and see if you can count the stars.
看看你能不能数算天上的星星
And what did Abraham do?
亚伯拉罕是就开始算吗
He just looked up and saw the stars, and the Lord said, "So shall your descendants be."
亚伯拉罕就只是抬头开始看，而神就是告诉他说，你的后裔将要像如此。
What did he do?
他做了什么？
He just believed God.
亚伯拉罕就是单单的相信神。
And God counted it to him as righteous.
而神就称他为义。
It was a mystery that was taking place in the heart of Abraham.
这是在亚伯拉罕心里面的一个奥秘就这样发生。
Now he'd already obeyed God and left his homeland in faith, going out into a land that he didn't know anything about.
亚伯拉罕一开始已经有着信心，遵从神的话语，离开他本家本族到一个他不知道的地方。
But now here God was changing his name to Father of many nations, and he was getting old, way beyond the time of having children.
在这里，神改变他的名字，称他为多国的父。当他已经远远超过他能够生育的年龄。
And common sense and the experience of generations tells you that once you're close to 100, it's all over for you in terms of offspring.
但就人的常识以及经验来讲，当你快要100岁的时候，你不可能会有生育的能力。
I mean, Sarah thought it was funny.
每个人都会觉得这可能是在开玩笑。
I mean, if you really think about it, it's ridiculous.
如果我们真的去想的话，会觉得这是简直是开玩笑的话。
You know, if you went and told folks that you know that you were expecting and you were 90 years of age, they'd think, well, you've finally gone over the edge.
如果我们到一个人的面前，已经快要90岁、100岁的人说，你可以要得一个后裔，那个人可能会觉得你可能快要。
You know that if someone came to you and told you that you wouldn't believe him.
你知道有一个人如果这样来告诉你，你不会相信的。
You are very, very wary when people say God spoke to me and told me this and that.
你对这个人你会觉得很担心，如果说这个人说神这样子告诉我。
You think it was any different for Abraham and Sarah?
那对亚伯拉罕跟撒拉有什么不一样吗？
God was making them wait until the fulfillment of his promise was humanly impossible.
神让他们一直等到他的应许满足，也就是人为的方法都不可能的时候。
And then here it was one starry night, and Abraham was caught off guard in a moment.
就在那一个时候，亚伯拉罕被点醒。
And God said, "Your seed will be as numerous as the stars in the sky."
神就告诉他说，你的后裔将要像天上的星那么的多。
And faith was born in his heart.
而信心就在他心里面产生。
God said, "I see it."
而神说，我看见了。
You're justified.
你被称义了。
Now this is very precious, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姐妹，这是非常宝贵的。
Faith doesn't depend on you, it doesn't depend on me.
信心不是靠着你，靠着我。
It depends on God.
而完全是靠着神。
But faith is immediately challenged by what you and I take to be the reality of our situation.
但信心却在我们日常生活里面要来被挑战。
Let's be realistic now. A 100-year-old man and 90-year-old woman cannot bring forth a child.
让我们来面对事实，一个100岁、90岁的男生、女生不可能生孩子的。
You know, someone stage 4 cancer can't be expected to last longer than such and such a time.
就好像一个人已经到了末期的癌症的时候，能够延长他能够再活下去吗？
And it seems so right, it sounds so right.
而这些想法、看法好像都是对的。
But brothers and sisters, we're told what it means to be weak in faith.
但是弟兄姐妹们，我们在这里被教导看到什么叫做信心的软弱。
And we're told that Abraham was not weak in faith.
但是我们在这边看到亚伯拉罕在信心里面不软弱。
He was not weak in faith because he refused to look at himself.
亚伯拉罕的信心不软弱是因为他不去看他自己的身体。
And he refused to look at the one who was sitting next to him.
他也不去看那个在他旁边的那一个人。
He ceased to have any expectation in himself as bringing about the word of promise of God.
他看他自己，他是看到神的应许。
And he ceased to have any expectation of his wife.
他也同样的看到神的应许在他的妻子上面。
Now that would make my home a little bit more peaceful, I would think.
那会可能会对我自己的家更安详。
Because my failure bothers me so much because I have expectation about myself.
因为我对我自己有所期望，所以我有那么多的失败。
And sometimes the weaknesses of my brothers and sisters and my family members are a stumbling block to me because I have expectations about them.
有些时候，我的家人或是我的弟兄姐妹们，他变成我的绊脚石，因为我在他们身上有一个期待。
But the scripture says that not being weak in faith, he did not consider his own body, which was good as dead.
但是在经文里面告诉我们，他的信心不软弱。虽然他的身体已经开始衰残，
and he didn't consider the deadness of Sarah's womb，
而他也不考虑撒拉的生育能力已经断绝。
As soon as you get a word from the Lord, you're going to be attacked by the apparent contradiction of appearances.
当我们的信心连接到神的话的时候，我们就会看到不是在话语里面的。
God is mighty to save, but I am so very weak.
神是大有能力可以来救我们，而我自己是那么的软弱。
The Lamb is worthy to be praised, but I am so unworthy.
神的羔羊是应当被称颂的，而我是那么不配的。
I know that the Lord has accomplished a full salvation, but I failed 100 times, 200 times.
我知道神已经完成了救恩，但是我却100次、200次的这样失败。
I've prayed for so many loved ones to be healed, and all of them have died anyway.
我为了这么多许多我爱的人来祷告，可是他们还是死了。
You see what I mean? You might have a living word from the Lord, but all the appearance and our feelings associated with that just floods in.
你看到我要表达了吗？我们或许有信心，但只是一个表面的信心，我们的经验就掺杂在里面。
But Abraham made a very definite decision. I'm not going to consider that.
但是亚伯兰在这里让我们看到他做了一个很明确的决定，我不去考虑那些东西。
And every time I'm tempted to, I'm going to refuse it.
每次我受到试探的时候，我就要去拒绝。
Now in verse 20, we're told that he did not waver or he did not stagger.
在二十节，我们看到他信心里没有起疑惑。
And this is talking about strengthening faith.
这是我们看到他的信心被增强。
I love King James. King James says staggering. He did not stagger at the promise of God through unbelief.
在King James 版本里面，我们看到他是这样翻译，他说他信心不起疑惑，反信心里更得坚固。
Now you know staggering is not really walking.
你知道那个疑惑好不是真的在走。
It's not really falling either.
也不是真的跌倒。
It's sort of either you're up and on the way down, or you were down and you just got up.
好像就是说倒了又起来，或是正要倒的。
Staggering is not a steady walk.
这个字的意思就是不是很稳定的在走。
Sometimes you call it wavering back and forth.
有时候我们说好像在浪里面飘来摇来摇去。
You know, like Peter was wavering when he was walking on the water. He said, "Lord, if it's you, bid me to come out to you on the water."
就好像彼得 看到神主在水面上走，在那个摇摆的水面上走，说：“如果是你的话，让我也走过去。”
He had the rhema word from the Lord, "Come."
然后神主耶稣就告诉说：“来。”
And as long as his eyes were fixed on the Lord Jesus, he was doing the impossible.
如果当我们的眼光单单注视在主的身上的时候，彼得就可以做到这个不可能的事情。
And that's walking by faith.
那就是在信心里面行走。
As soon as he allowed the thought, "Wait a minute, I can't walk on the water."
但是如果我们有一点点一丝丝的时刻，想到说我不可能在水上走啊。
And these winds and waves are strong enough to kill me.
而这是这个大浪大到一个程度可以把我给杀死。
You'll find his faith began to waver and he began to sink.
然后我们就看到彼得的信心开始摇摆，他就开始下沉。
But dear brothers and sisters, it might seem like that was an example of weak faith, but actually that was an example of exercising faith.
弟兄姐妹，我们可以常常会看到那边好像是一个软弱的信心，但是我们事实上可以看到那是一个被操练的信心。
It's better to step out on the water and get a mouthful of seawater than it is just to sit safely in the boat.
可能在船上面安全的坐在那边，比沉到水里面喝了一肚子的水要好吧。
You know, nothing ventured, nothing gained. If you don't try to respond to the Lord's word as best you understand it, you'll never.Have any experience.
如果我们不冒险，我们就不得到什么。我们最好被试炼，我们就真能够知道神的话语的真实性。
But not staggering at the promise through unbelief. This is very positive.
但是对信应许的不疑惑，这是非常正面的。
Every time you're tempted to look at yourself or your neighbor or your circumstances, you go back to the promise of God and consider that.
在每一个时刻，如果说我们被试探的要看我们自己，看我们的旁边的人，或是看我们的环境的时候，就让我们的眼光重新回到神的应许里面。
You tell the Lord, I choose this and not the other.
要告诉神说，我要选择这个，不是那个。
And you'll find that you're not staggered by the promise. In other words, you're not offended by how impossible it seems.
我们就会看到我们的信心不疑惑那个应许，然后也就是说，我们不会说这是不可能的事情。
It doesn't seem possible all the time that I should be holy and without blemish before the presence of His glory with exceeding joy.
就好像我们知道我们能够被成圣，能够在神的面前无可瑕疵。
The more I think about my track record, I think, well, the coming of the Lord, I'm going to want to hide under the bed.
如果说我们真的回去看我们的过去记录的时候，我们就很想要躲起来。
And the more I think about myself, the less prepared I am for the coming of the Lord.
如果我们更多的想到我们自己的时候，我就更不能有所准备，准备主的再来。
And it's like my 13-year-old daughter said, well, I hope he doesn't come soon because, you know, there's so much to do to get ready.
就好像我13的女儿总是说，主，你最好不要快来，因为我有这么多事情要做，来准备。
And the response is, well, you have to be ready today because you might meet him today.
但是我们的反应应该是，主可能今天就来了。
And it can't be too hard to get ready.
而我们应该要有准备，而且应该不是那么困难的去准备好。
Often it's just a matter of agreeing with the Lord about the word that he's already given you.
主要只是我们如何去看神已经给我们的话语。
Verse 20, giving glory to God.
第二十节将荣耀归于神。
Now I know it's time to stop here, but just summarize briefly.
让我们就在这边有一个简短的总结。
Abraham considered the promise long enough to the point where he really had a breakthrough.
亚伯拉罕认知神的应许，认知到一个程度，他能够突破。
Have you ever noticed how hard it is to really praise and worship the Lord openly when you're occupied with questions about Him?
弟兄姐妹，你会不会发现，当我们脑子里面充满着一些想法、一些问题的时候，要来敬拜神是如此的困难
？You can't praise the Lord if you're doubting the Lord.
如果我们心中有怀疑的时候，我们没有办法来赞美神。
In fact, praise is usually the first thing to go.
通常。祷告说赞美是第一件事情消失的。
And there's a sad countenance that replaces the glory.
但是我们却要来赞美神。
But dear brothers and sisters, this is the victory of faith.
但是弟兄姐妹们，这就是信心的得胜。
I'm not struggling with all of these conflicting feelings and appearances.
我不会为了一些 冲突的想法在那边挣扎。
You praise God for the truth of His word.
我们赞美神是因为他的话语的真实。
And just like the dear sisters led us this morning as we sing a confession of His mightiness to save.
就好像今天姐妹所唱的，我们来赞美神，就是来荣耀他，来认识他的荣耀。
Now that's a song of faith. Our hearts are focused in faith, affirming what's true of Him.
就是那是一种将我们信心归在一起来看到。
Dear brothers and sisters, that is what the Scripture calls strengthening faith.
弟兄姐妹们，这是在这个经文里面来坚固我们的信心。
And the end,
最后
fully convinced,
完全的信服。
Now this is, dear brothers and sisters, full conviction, is the perfection of faith.
完全的信服是完全的相信神。
And we're told that this is where Abraham was when he was willing to sacrifice his own son.
而这就是我们看到我们被教导亚伯拉罕为什么能够将他的独生子献上的原因。
God had miraculously fulfilled his promise in giving Isaac to them.
神用神迹似的将以撒赐给了他。
And then he seemed to directly contradict all that by commanding Abraham.To take your only son, whom you love, to the mountain I will show you, and offer him there as a burnt offering.
而在这边，神却好像又完全违背他的话语，说将你所爱的那个独生子带到我指示你的地方去，将他献给我。
Now, dear brothers and sisters, Abraham had already been on the road for some while.
弟兄姐妹，我们看到亚伯拉罕已经在这个道路上面有一段时间了。
But there's something about his example.
但在这个例子里面有一些事情。
He surely could not have understood the meaning of what the Lord was telling him to do.
当然，我们可以看到他可以完全不知道神叫他做的事情的意义是什么。
But he was prepared to carry it out to the letter.
但是他已经准备好要去执行。
He had the wood for the fire.
他有烧火的柴。
He had the cord to bind his son as a sacrifice.
他有那绳子来绑他儿子来做
献祭。He had the knife to slay his son as a sacrifice.
他有那个刀可以来杀他儿子来做献祭。
And he had the fire to burn the sacrifice.
他也准备好了火，准备要来烧那个柴。
And he was prepared to carry it out to the letter.
他已经准备好来执行这一切的命令。
But there's only a hint given of what was in his heart as he was doing that.
而这一切只是让显示出他心里面准备要做什么。
He left the servants at the foot of the mountain, and he told them, "The lad and I will go to worship, and we will return to you."
他告诉那些仆人们在山脚下面等我，跟我的孩子要上去敬拜神，我们会回来。
And his faith was settled in his heart that if God commands me to slay my son, and I slay him, then God must raise him from the dead.
他心里有一个信心的坚定，他知道神如果今天要我去杀死我的孩子，他必会使他死里复活。
Because it is impossible for God to lie.
因为要神来说谎是不可能的事情。
It's impossible for Him to be false to Himself.
这对要神来失信于他自己是不可能的。
And brothers and sisters, that was where the hope of resurrection was born in Abraham and for.All of us.
弟兄姐妹，这就是真的是救赎的信心在如何在的盼望，如何在亚伯翰里，在亚伯翰心里面，也在我们的心里面。
God is faithful to Himself.
主是信实的。
And it is impossible for God to lie.
要对主说谎是不可能的事情。
He Himself is the foundation of our faith.
主自己就是我们信心的根基。
He's faithful.
他是信实的。
Lord, we thank you for this time of sharing.
主，我们感谢你，让我们有这段时间来交通。
And we do pray that as only you can, that you would translate these things into our lives.
主，我们也知道，只有你可以将这一切的话语，真的将它印在我们的心里面。
I pray for these dear brothers and sisters.
我为这一群弟兄姐妹们祷告。
Whatever situation they may be encountering.
无论在任何的情况之下，他们正在面对的。
The various situations that confront the assembly as a whole.
对这个教会前面正在面对的一切的事情。
Do pray, Lord, that through the proving of the faith.
哦，主，我们祷告真的是经过火炼的信心。
There will be more love for Jesus.
我们对主你的爱会更加的深。
More confidence in the Lord Jesus.
对主你更加的相信信靠。
More joy that is unspeakable and full of glory.
在你那说不出来的荣耀里面有更多的喜乐。
May your will be done.
哦，愿你的旨意成就。
Jesus' name we pray.
祷告奉靠耶稣的名。
Amen. Amen.